So the kind of countries that underperform are typically countries that have very large populations but low GDP per capita. And those would be countries where you would think, given the number of people, gee, there ought to be some really extraordinary Olympic talent there. But it could be the case that given income levels in that country, either the people who are lucky to be endowed with that athletic ability don't have the leisure to be able to develop those talents, or they don't happen to live in a place where there are sports programs and sports facilities that enable them to develop that talent. So a country like Brazil, or a country like India, or a country like Venezuela.
Now, that's why some countries underperform, but then there are others that overperform.
Some of these countries are places like the U.S., where sports are really popular and lots of people are involved in lots of kinds of sports. Other examples are countries that have political reasons to want to have good Olympic performance. So China is an example of this, which has a much more systematic way of training Olympic athletes, of taking kids out of families and out of villages and putting them in Olympic academies at young ages. The other kind of overperformance that we see sometimes are places like the republics that used to be part of the former Soviet Union. So countries that perhaps still have the infrastructure created by the Soviet Union when it had a strong political reason to want to have good Olympic performance and might not have such high population or might not have such high GDP per capita, but are still reaping the benefits of those institutional investments that were made some years ago.
So Megan says that population and GDP will only tell you part of the story. It's not just about which countries invest in sport and which don't. There are cultural factors at play too. For instance, according to Megan's original table, India should be ranked fifth in the world with 34 medals, but in 2008 it got just three. Megan says this is partly explained by its low GDP per capita. But Professor Dan Johnson from Colorado College in the US points out that some countries simply prefer non-Olympic sports.
If you think about the sports competitions that the Indian population really enjoys, cricket ranks really high. Well, there are zero medals to be won in cricket. In contrast to that, take the example of South Korea. One of their national passions athletically is taekwondo. Well, that happens to be a very fortuitous athletic passion for South Korea because there are loads of medals to be won in taekwondo, right? I mean, men's and women's categories, multiple weight classes, you can field a flotilla of athletes and walk home with a truckload of medals, whereas India's passion in cricket translates into zero medals.